Hi, this is Ben Trefney, KALW's news director, and now is the time to support KALW. This is our spring membership drive, and we are asking for your support at KALW.org. Click the Donate Now button. Now, enjoy what we have to say.
You're listening to Cross Currents. I'm Hena Baba. To forgive is not easy. The brain is wired to repeat offending moments over and over again. In our bodies, they're programmed to react. Still, Fred Luskin, a psychologist and director of the Stanford University Forgiveness Project, says letting go of anger is worth the effort. He says the act of forgiving can improve your health, for example, reduce the likelihood of heart disease. In the earlier part of his career, Luskin researched the science of forgiveness, and now he wants to teach people how to forgive. KALW's Judy Silber sat down with Fred Luskin and asked how his interest in forgiveness began.
The interest in forgiveness for me came from three sources. One, my own absolute and complete inability to deal with an abandonment that was just devastating to me. Two, a few years later, I was getting my PhD at Stanford, and I wanted to do some research that bridged spiritual world and the secular world. The third influence on forgiveness for me, which is just ironic and humorous, is Stanford University promoted the big project we did nationally through their Stanford Report. That landed on media desks, this is almost 20 years ago, at the same moment that Monica Lewinsky's dress, Bill Clinton's semen, was DNA identified. I got calls from all around the country if Hillary should forgive Bill.
Interesting.
And that's what launched the Stanford Forgiveness Project, was that publicity which took this small project that we were doing and turned it into a huge project.
And what would you say?
I didn't say anything then. I was a postdoc. There was no way I could say anything.
Okay.
But so many people asked me, and it changed the whole direction of my life.
So you said that you were interested in the connection between, you're wanting to make a connection between secular and spiritual practices,
yeah,
and doing that through forgiveness. So what are the roots of forgiveness in religious spiritual practices? Can you speak to that?
The Christian religion is probably the most prominent about forgiveness, and it appears to be one of the absolute basic tenets of the faith. That, from what I understand, it's twofold. One is that God will forgive you unconditionally as long as you do that to others, that that's your job, and that Jesus on the cross is a model of the most remarkable forgiveness, that being unjustly accused of something he didn't do and offering forgiveness to people who are crucifying, that is quite a model. And that model was very instructive to me over these years.
So you're involved in a project in Hawaii right now. Where? Yeah. Well, what's the purpose? Like, what's the idea?
Yeah. They're looking for people to know about forgiveness and be able to teach it to fifth graders.
And why? Like, why in particular does the state
like
is the, state of,
the state of Hawaii
interested in
because
forgiveness?
Yeah. At least the people who are organizing this in the native Hawaiian tradition, forgiveness is a key process. The culture of we bring people together, they talk, and they let it go. And they have internal practices that say, hey, you're not my enemy. The ill will is my enemy. So we will give them practices in appreciation, in loving kindness, and just remembering somebody they love. Or we'll send them outside and, you know, go enjoy the sun. Just do anything that quiets you down.
I'm curious about the science of forgiveness, like what it does to our bodies or what the reverse is, like what anger or hostility for, you know, the unforgiveness part, like what does that do to our bodies?
You know, the easiest experiment is for you just to sit there for a second and think of somebody you're angry with. Just picture them. And within about a hundredth of a second, you have adrenaline in your system and you're jittery. It doesn't matter whether it's true or not, but just by remembering or picturing somebody that you're angry, and you could feel it. And then if for another second you literally just shift that to picturing or thinking somebody you love, your whole body changes.
And so what do we know about how it physiologically affects the body?
Well, it affects every cell in your body. I mean, the most basic is the stress response. The stress response just gets triggered like that. There is some evidence that in particular anger over time is particularly destructive. That it's been shown to shorten telomeres, it disrupts your endocrine functioning, it disrupts heart rhythms, it does havoc on your nervous system. But the worst part of it is what's generally known as like allostatic load, like just the general level of arousal. That's what you want to be most careful with, because your body will adapt to what the being thinks is normal.
And you're saying that that is connected to, well, the mind, obviously, but it can be connected to like repetitious patterns.
Oh, it's totally connected to repetition.
So repetitious patterns of thinking about something that makes you upset, thinking about someone that makes you upset.
Thinking about something that makes you upset over time causes schemas that help you even evaluate your world differently.
What's a schema?
Like a blueprint we create, or a pattern, or a cognitive framework or scaffolding that helps present experience. Like I have a schema. When I walk in here, there's going to be two mics and we're going to be sitting like this. I have a schema if I walk into a room, if I've been harmed by that person and I haven't worked it through, then that schema is going to be this person's dangerous. So forgiveness allows us to unclench our bodies and minds, and we can make a more benign world for ourselves.